Hello.
Hello, this is Ebony, giving a call back from customer support. How may I help you today?
I had called and spoke with what sounded like a robot caller. I could not understand him at all, and he just hung up. He just said, "Thank you for calling." I did not make a charge. I ordered one of those plastic things that's just supposed to record how many steps you take and all that, kind of a medical type of thing. The $5.74, they said it was free for shipping, which is $5.74. Then I looked at my bank account and I was charged, besides the $5.74, I was charged $67.32, which I did not approve this charge. And I was trying to tell him that. And then I couldn't understand anything else he had to say. So I thought I'd talk to you first before I call my bank.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And could you provide me with that zip code you're affiliated with?
77563.
Let me try to get you pulled up here.
Mm-hmm.
What's that first and last name?
Tina Anderson.
And that zip code was 77563.
That's correct.
Tina Anderson. Okay, so I don't see a name under that. Is this the same zip code that may have been used with that order?
This is the only thing that would have been used. It was charged on October the 15th.
Okay, give me a second to further try to look you up again. One second.
The card is under my name and also Bay Area Interiors, but I gave them when I ordered that watch and they asked the name that the credit card was under. I put Tina Anderson. I didn't put my company down.
Okay, let me see. And Tina spelled TINA.
That's correct.
All right, let me try to look you up by your full name. Give me one moment. And you said it was for a smartwatch, correct?
I think that's what, I don't know what they call it, but I think it's a smartwatch. But
Okay.
I didn't order it as a watch. I've got four or five watches. It was just a cheap plastic thing that monitors your steps or other things is what it said. I wasn't able to get, I don't know what the website was for me to look at that particular product again. It's just a cheap black watch that the strap came apart on each side.
Okay, so I'm not locating anything under that name for or that zip code. So let me try for this phone number, see if I can get looked up that way. Okay, so I didn't see anything on that phone number either. So what I can do, so I tried to zip the phone number, the first and last name. So what I can do is another way is if you are comfortable with it, because I know some customers are not, but is to provide me with the first six and the last four of that card that was used for that order, and I could see
yeah,
that.
I hope that, yeah, I was trying to pull it up on my bank statement while we were talking, but hold on a second.
Okay.
Payment. Come on. Gen 15. See all transactions. Hold on just a moment.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, this was made on merchant info. Let's see. It was made. It was posted on 10/15/2022 on my card number. What did you say? What did you need? The what? The first what?
The first six and last four.
Okay, the first six is 558668.
Okay, what's that last four?
6892.
Okay, let's see if I can get that pulled up here. Okay, yep, so I did get it pulled up. All right, let me click on it. And could you verify your shipping address for me?
7131 Sunrise Drive, Hitchcock, Texas, 77563.
All righty. So I'm just waiting on that account to load up for me so I can see these transactions.
I've got to stop doing these free shipping things. I've been lucky. I've never had anybody come back and charge me more money, but I'm just not going to do this anymore. It's just too much trouble, too time-consuming, and I'm glad I took my time to look over my – I've been gone for a month, so I – on vacation, I just didn't go through this stuff.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do see here where they charge you the 67 and 32 cents. So with that $5.74, it actually was giving you a trial to test out that product.
That's and not what it said.
Okay, what did it?
It just said that it was free with just with what do you call it? With shipping. Free with shipping. There wasn't anything about a trial.
Yes, ma'am, and they usually state that in the terms and conditions. The terms and conditions should have been like under with like when you process the payment or whatnot. So let me see what I can do here because I know me personally, I don't read the term, and that's where they place the information at. But me personally, I don't read the terms and conditions myself, but I will start because it does. I do see that a lot of people have got a lot of things mixed up dealing with that terms and conditions here. And
yeah, it's just a dadgum plastic watch totaling up to $72, $73. I could have gotten a whatever watch for less than that.
Yes, ma'am. You're sure right.
Just a cheap old plastic thing. And I looked at it and I thought, what the heck is this? I thought, no wonder it was $5.74. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Comes in a tiny little box with Chinese writing on it that really doesn't describe how to even work it. It's terrible. It's a terrible product. That's all it's worth is $5.74. I don't know how you use it. The instructions doesn't come with, there were no instructions with it other than
sticking the handles on there. Like I said, they come apart and you have to push them in. I couldn't even figure out. My son-in-law said, we've got to charge it. I said, how the heck can you charge it? It doesn't have a charging post.
Right. And I agree with you.
Golly. Terrible.
Okay, so let's see what I can get here. So, let's see. So what I can offer, what I can do for you today is, one, I can cancel out this account so you will no longer be billed from this account. And with that $67.32 charge, I am able to offer you a 35% refund for that charge.
What am I supposed to do with a watch that doesn't work? I mean, you're talking about 67. I'm just going to round it out in my head. Mm-hmm. 68. All they're going to give me is about $20 off of a watch that doesn't work.
Now, with that one being, I also can offer you a courtesy for the for a 50% refund upon that charge as well, if you did not want that 35%.
Yeah, it would have to be completely off, and then I'll talk to my bank and see what I can do about getting the whole thing taken off, because I have a worthless piece of, you know what.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And what I can also speak with my supervisor to see if I can go any further to see what I could do for you. Okay.
Yeah. So, tell them there's instructions on this thing. You're supposed to put it together and start it. How? I mean, there's no button to push or anything on that watch. I've
yes,
never
ma'am.
Seen anything like it. It's obviously Chinese. And anyway. Yeah, if you can do that, I would really appreciate it, and I would want absolutely no more charges from that company to come through. Why would there be any more charges anyway?
Exactly. So yes, ma'am, that's what I'm finna get ready to do. So I'm going to speak with my supervisor to see what else I can do for you, to see if I can get that full refund, and then I'm gonna come back with you and let you know what I have. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. One moment. Okay, hello, Miss Anderson.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So I did speak with my supervisor, and she did state that I will be able to issue this full refund for you today.
Oh, that would be absolutely wonderful. I'm looking at this little box again, and there's nothing that tells you how it works or what you even do with it. My gosh. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And would you like that cancellation number as well? Or...
I would.
Okay, and you can let me know once you're ready for that.
Okay, go right ahead.
All right, it will start with C as in Charlie, 262-118-821.
And what is your name?
And my name is Ebony, E-B-O-N-Y.
Ebony, thank you so much. I am 77 years old on Social Security, and I like some gadgets, and if they say that's all I have to pay for, I'll try it out. But when it doesn't work, that's money that came out of my Social Security, and I'm like, anyway, thank you,
I
Ebony.
Get you.
I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
and you,
sweetheart.
Do this. Yes, ma'am, and you will see that refund within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.